It's 39 minutes past the hour. Always a pleasure to speak with my friend, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. So proud of her work, and she's great on EWTN, Catholic Mom Cafe, and other programs. She's a wonderful author. I don't know how many books, so we'll find out. She's on the phone with me right now. But her latest book is really, the cover is gorgeous, a beautiful picture of Donna Marie, but also lovely pictures of the saint. Very prominently focused on the cover of the book is Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, soon to be Saint Teresa of Calcutta. And that's because Donna had a special friendship with Mother Teresa, and they exchanged letters, and she also met her and spent time with her, and she had a lot to do with Donna's strength throughout her many trials. The book is The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross, and it's hot off the presses. Just came out on the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Of course, it is from Ignatius Press. And good to speak with you this morning, my dear.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. It's wonderful to be here with you. Thank you
this
so much.
This is everybody, as you say in your preface to the book, everybody has a story, and I always like the phrase that you can't have a testimony unless you've been tested. And certainly you've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. And when did you decide that you need to do a testimony book? I know you've written a lot about motherhood. You've written a lot about Mother Teresa. But when did you decide that you need to do your testimony and put it out there?
Well, it's just really in the last few years, Teresa, like I guess a few years ago. I'd been thinking about it because people had encouraged me, publishers had encouraged me to share the whole story, and I'm not one to want to draw the attention to myself. I want to always make sure I'm putting, giving God the glory, but I had to learn as time went on that it's important to share ourselves so that we could help others, to share the struggles. And one thing I mentioned in the introduction that helped me to realize I should share was in speaking with a single mother one time who was talking to me in private about her woes, and how it was raising that child alone. And she didn't really know that I could sympathize. She just needed to talk to me and wanted some advice, and she didn't know that I had been a single mother. And I hadn't made it that public, but I had been sharing it in some of my books and some of my shows, but she didn't know. And so when I told her that I had been a single mother to 5 children, she nearly swerved off the road. She was driving the car, and she was like, "What? Wow, Donna Marie, if you can do it, I can do it too." So I realized how much hope she received in learning that about me, and knowing when I had said to her that, I told her that our Lord really saw me through. He really granted me a lot of graces and helped me even though it did seem dark at times, and even though it was so strenuous, and even though sometimes I didn't know how I would go on, but God got me through. So she received so much hope in that it encouraged me to, I stuffed that away in the back of my brain for a while I was busy doing other things, but I had that awareness that I needed to help others by sharing the fact that, yes, I too have struggled. It might look like, we talk about this sometimes, right, Teresa, how it looks like we're all pampered and we have everything, all our ducks in a row, when people see us at our events or whatever. But we really, we know our Lord allows us all to have a lot of struggles and suffering so that we can draw closer to Him.
Yeah, that's so true. I was speaking over the weekend at the Erie, Pennsylvania Women's Conference that was put on by Father Larry Richards and his Reason for Our Hope Foundation. It was myself, Kitty Cleveland, and Kelly Walquist, and we all told our stories, and every single person was talking about suffering and surrendering and how that suffering brought about good in our lives. And without that suffering, we wouldn't be where we were today. But you're right. Sometimes people see people who are on television or who are out there with books and thinking that they've never had a problem in their life, when it's quite the opposite, actually.
Quite the opposite, and they might not realize that, the message that you're giving is so authentic and so sincere. Of course, they believe it, and it does help. But once they know that you really have experienced, many, many challenges and deep challenges, somehow it makes that message seem a little more authentic to them, and it pierces the heart even with more intensity, I think.
So you walk us through, I'm looking at the contents, the early years, and then you get to the part where you're talking about survival and begging for mercy, and a very painful chapter in your life, and
yes,
in the book, obviously, is the kidnapping and pleading with God. What made you decide to write about that experience?
Oh, my goodness, Teresa. And this is probably going to be the most intense conversation we have ever had because we always talk about the other types of books that I've written. Well, in order to tell my life story, I couldn't leave that part out. I mean, I wish I could in a certain way. I wish it never happened in a certain way. But in another way, you know, it's good, I guess, that it happened because, you know, God drew me to his heart, closer to his sacred heart through that. What happened was that I was engaged to be married, and the man was a Vietnam veteran. He was an ex-Marine, and he snapped. He had a nervous breakdown, and he went crazy, actually, and held me captive. He had a number of guns, one of them being a machine gun. So this was such a traumatic time of my life, and many people listening now or reading my book might be shocked, thinking, wow, I would never think that would happen, that had happened to Donna Marie. But it did. It was a part of my life, and I was, you know, a teenager, actually. I was 17 years old, 17, 18. And that was very traumatic, and it wasn't just a matter of a day or a weekend until I can escape. It was it went on and on and on. It lasted probably a year. I don't know exactly how long, because it was that traumatic that I don't even really know how long, but it was a very long time being held by this man who threatened to murder my family if I didn't stay loyal to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible time in my life, and I just reached out to our Lord for help. One time, just pleading with him through tears, Jesus, 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 when this man had thrust a gun into my hand and tried to force me to pull the trigger to kill him. Mm-hmm. He was that unbalanced that he went back and forth in his craziness. So that was something that had to be told because, you know, I couldn't leave out such a traumatic part of my life. But in writing it, it was tough to write because I had to relive it.
I was going to say, yeah, that had to be, because you think of a situation like that, and we've heard of other cases. For example, the story out of, I think it was Cleveland, where those three women were held captive and finally escaped. But that was a made-for-TV movie not too long ago. But if people understand the psychological abuse and control that goes on in those situations, and some people say, well, why don't you try to escape? And maybe you did.
Yeah.
But even if you didn't, there is a lot of mental games that are played. And, of course, you being a teenager and him threatening to kill your family, it's a horrible situation. But at the same time, telling it will let people know that God can see you, you know, out of all kinds of horrible, horrible situations in your life.
And he did see me through that and got me out of it safely. I detail all of that in the book. And so, you know, thank God that that's behind me and that I can live to, you know, I live to tell the tale. And hopefully and prayerfully, somehow this, in telling this, will help others as well.
I love the part three where you're talking about discovery. God is always present, which I think is huge. I think that's a very important way to end the book on a positive note.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, he always was present in my life. And sometimes in those dark corners, in those dark valleys, it doesn't seem as obvious when you're going through that type of challenge or whatever it is. And you're not so sure. You might be sure, but you just don't feel his presence. And you have to just reach up and trust and just continue to surrender your heart, like in the single mother years. Is that what you're referring to, some of that?
Well, also, I just think the way you ended the book in terms of, you know, the on a positive note with talking about God being present, I think that's encouragement for people. Because, you know, it's painful when you put out your testimony out there. But at the same time, people can relate to it, I'm sure, because it's so real. And then letting people know that God is with us through every single day, every single event in our lives, whether it's a good event, a bad event, an average event. And I love that verse where he says to us, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age, because he is.
Yes, absolutely. And he gives us the beauty of the church and so many so many graces and blessings, and the saints in our lives, like the saints who have gone before us, you know,
right.
the ones that we learn about and we can pray to and ask for their intercession. And that's why we put some of the saints on the front cover of the book. I wish we could have added more, but they wouldn't fit. You know, some of the ones who really helped me through my journey. But, you know, not only did our Lord have these beautiful saints who have gone before us in my life, in all of our lives, He blessed me with a couple of saints that walked the earth while I was walking the earth.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Father John Hardin and Blessed Mother Teresa, two amazing saints. I mean, I consider Father Hardin, even though he's not canonized yet, his cause is being investigated. I consider him to be such a holy person and a wonderful mentor and father figure in my life. He helped me quite a bit, and he was one of Mother Teresa's directors. And Mother Teresa, you know, to have her in my life for like 10 years, and what did I do with all of those blessings? You know, I just accepted them and got through the details, the craziness, all the hard times in those present moments, and not knowing later on that I would have the opportunity to share these beautiful blessings and that's what I am so passionate about doing through my writings and my talks. I can't help but share those beautiful blessings from Father Hardin and Mother Teresa so that they can help others. So it's amazing that those saints were put in my life, but I don't want to just keep them to myself. I really feel that they can help countless other people just, you know, in learning more about these beautiful saints.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break. If you have a question for our guest, author, speaker, and EWTN host, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, give us a call, 877-573-7825, and we'll also tell you how to get this beautiful book, The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. We'll be right back on a Tuesday morning. Everybody's got something. That's right. Nobody gets out of this life unscathed. Mother Angelica always said, "The cross is not negotiable, sweetheart." I love that quote of hers. So, so true. But you know what? What's so beautiful about our faith, and I know my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle agrees, is that we have such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful deep theology on suffering. Romans 8:28, "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose." The important thing is, what do we do with that suffering? Do we keep it to ourselves and become miserable and bitter? Or do we do, like my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle has done, do we not only offer it up, but learn from it and share it with other people so they can learn from it as well? We're talking about her latest book, The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me to Discover the Beauty of the Cross. Sweetie, how do we get the book?
Well, you can go to my website easily, www.donnacooperoboyle.com. I took the Marie out of the website to make it a little shorter. And definitely from the publisher, Ignatius, through your Heroic Catholic Bookstore. At my website, if you do go there, I'd love for you to subscribe to the newsletter, because there will be all kinds of fun things that we're going to do for the release of the book. So I'd love for you to know about that. One of them is a book club that you can partake in if you so choose.
Oh, neat. So yeah. What's been the response so far, hon, to the book?
A lot of shock from people and a lot of gratitude. You know, a lot of people who've read it already are very thankful, and they're thanking me for, they're all using the words courage and being brave to share this, and they said, wow. A lot of people have told me that their cross now, they feel it's more bearable. But that's the grace of God. You know, I'm just so thankful that it's having that effect on people, that in reading it, they feel a lot more hope and strength in going through what they are going through. Because a lot of people have, especially wonderful Catholics and Christians, have heavy crosses, you know, whether it be illness or discord in the family or, you know, all kinds of things that's hard to go through. And if we didn't have our Lord and we didn't have our faith, I don't know what we would do.
Right.
And so it's such
right.
a blessing to have what we have in our faith, because, you know, we receive everything we need.
That's right, every single day. Sweetie, yeah. Thanks so much, and God bless you on this book. It is The Kiss of Jesus, How Mother Teresa and the Saints Helped Me Discover the Beauty of the Cross by my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle from Ignatius Press. And I'm sure she'll be on Bookmark with Doug, and also you can find it on EWTN. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. We'll see you.